Hello and welcome. My name is Kristen Kaufman. I'm the CEO and founder of my company, Alignment Inc., which is a boutique leadership consulting and coaching company, which I founded almost 20 years ago now. Every month, I come on to offer up thoughts, experiences, some tips, perhaps some observations, which my readers and listeners enjoy, and hopefully it will glean some perspective on their individual lives. So today, I actually wanted to focus on the month of Thanksgiving. During this month of Thanksgiving, I thought it was only fitting to ask the poignant question, for what am I grateful? I wrote a similar post several years ago, as I believe expressing gratitude is such an important aspect of life, and it's so easy to take many of our gifts and blessings for granted. Thus, today, I tried to capture a few blessings for which I am grateful for, particularly this year, the year of 2023. Some are obvious and others are not. I, for one, believe that deliberately cultivating gratitude, we can increase our well-being and our happiness. And in addition, grateful thinking, and especially expression of it to others, has been proven to increase levels of energy, optimism, and empathy. So for what am I grateful? I'm going to share a few things now. First of all, I am so grateful for the love and unconditional support, encouragement, and tremendous role models of my family. Many of you know that I lost both my mother and father in the last couple of years, but my sister Gretchen is still with me, and they have all three given me tremendous food for thought and have benefited my life through their role models and their examples. I am very grateful for my health and my sister's health, both of which were tested again this year. And we are both so grateful for the doctors and nurses that took care of us through our travails, both of which could have turned out differently than they did, but they did not. And we are so grateful for that. I am grateful to my friends, which are varied and diverse, for their love and their generous interest in my life, their humor, and above all else, their loyalty. In particular, I am grateful for three friends who have left my life, all three of whom passed this past year very prematurely and in some cases unexpectedly. Stephen, Roz, and Bill, and people who are listening to this podcast will recognize all of their names. I will not use their last names just to protect their privacy. All three of those people, one was a lifelong friend since we were children. One was an across-the-street neighbor and dear friend and business partner, and one was in my closest nucleus of friends. He and his partner, we actually shared Thanksgiving together last year, and they are tremendously important to me, and they all three will be missed for the rest of my life. I am grateful for the many men and women who have served our country over the decades and in some cases have given their lives to enable our freedom. Coming from a veteran family, my father having spent 11 months in a Korean hospital, about whom I wrote in my last book, by the way. Our freedoms are way too often taken for granted. We are indebted to our armed services for the freedoms and safety that we experience today. I am grateful to my clients and customers for their confidence and for helping me to continue to grow and learn in my profession. I am grateful for the dark night of the soul, which ultimately illuminated my current calling and positioned me for my own interpretation of alignment in my life and in my business, and from which I now coach and counsel others. I am grateful for the impermanence of life and the joy of ongoing evolution and change. I am grateful for the rough seas, as they have given much autobiographical material for rich stories, which have ultimately culminated in three books and a fourth to be forthcoming. I am grateful to the skeptics, of which there were many, relative to my entrepreneurial ventures, specifically Alignment Inc. and my book writing. Those skeptics actually served as my catalyst. I am grateful for the supermoon. We all have experienced multiple full moons this past year and even a few eclipses. These moons, which gloriously displayed our incredible universe and the numerous stars and enchanting quiet of our nights. I'm grateful for those individuals who compare and compete and marginalize my work in comparison to theirs, as this motivates me to define my own level of success and contribution to the world. I'm grateful to the thousands of professionals in our lives, from the bank tellers to the salon workers to the receptionists who serve and support our lives each and every day. I am grateful to Noel Pullum and Mark Tooten, who are two of the most amazing men who have continued to support my yard, actually my landscape helpers, through the snowgeddon and the tremendous heat that we had this past year. They were always there to support me and to make sure that my yard was as beautiful as I wanted it to be. I'm an outdoor person, and it was always important to me to have it be preserved. I'm grateful to the beauty of our world and the sounds of nature, the morning bird music, the leaves blowing in the wind, the sound of rain, and even the thunder. I'm grateful to the critics of my books, my choices, and my ongoing writing, as it encourages me to reach deeper and to be true to my own authenticity, regardless of their opinions. I am grateful for the many challenges of life as they teach valuable lessons of faith, hope, and love. I'm grateful to my new friends that I met through my travels to Bruges, Belgium, and also to Bali. These men have tremendously impacted my world and my life. All of them will remain lifelong friends and spiritual seekers along with me. I'm grateful to our Creator for the beauty of our world, our lives, and the ongoing lessons that we experience on this plane. These are just a few of the many blessings for which I am grateful. And I wanted to just leave this podcast with a question. How can we instill an attitude of gratitude this month and throughout the rest of the year? Our world is in a series of global strife. It's been terrible what is happening in Israel and Gaza and in the Ukraine, not to mention what's happening in our own country. So I have five thoughts that I wanted to end with. First, we can find pleasure in the simple things and keep a gratitude journal. Nothing fancy, just write down one or two things a day. It still amazes me how this can transform our thinking. Give at least one compliment a day or send a note to a friend who may need a B12 shot. This will light a spark of love. Of this, I am 100% certain. I send cards and notes every week. Many of you all may be the recipients of them, and I'm the beneficiary of that practice. When challenging things happen, ask ourselves, what am I supposed to be experiencing through this? What am I supposed to be noticing? Or what actually could I learn from the experience? Find a cause or an organization that we can serve. Last year, or actually the year before last, I actually volunteered in a soup kitchen for Thanksgiving, and it was one of the single most impactful Thanksgiving holidays I've ever had. As my mom and dad used to teach Gretchen and I, they would say, when we focus on others, our challenges will virtually disappear. And finally, say thank you early and often, and when least expected. We have so many opportunities to make an impact on others' lives simply by embracing the word thank you. So my last question to you is, for what are you grateful? I would love for you to comment below. If you're listening to this podcast, but you can actually go back underneath the podcast on my website if you have something that you would like to add. We would love to hear what you are grateful for. And my last invitation is this. I'm going to be hosting a webinar next week talking about how the practice of gratitude can actually impact not only our lives, but our businesses as well. I will put that link if you would like to register to be a part of that webinar. I would love to have you join us. These webinars have been wildly successful over the last couple of years. And this particular month, I decided that I wanted to focus on gratitude, given that this is the month of Thanksgiving. So with that, we would love for you to join us. And if not, just each of you have a very happy, happy Thanksgiving holiday, and blessings to each of you in the coming holiday season and the new year. Make it a great day.